Thank you, Wyatt. Good job, buddy. I'd like to say something really smart, Alec, but it wouldn't go over too good right now, so I'll just keep my mouth shut. That was excellent. As a matter of fact, we'd all do well to be able to recite the Declaration of Independence from memory. I think the whole of our nation, if we could do that, we'd be a whole lot better off to understand what it's all about. So, well, Psalm 136, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever." Thankfulness is a big deal in the Bible. In fact, it's one of the few specific things that we're told is God's will for us, as we see in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So, I did some digging around in my Logos Bible program to take a look at what biblical thankfulness truly is. I began looking at definitions of thanksgiving in the Bible. So what does it mean to give thanks? That's what this holiday is all about. You know, it's something that has always been, as a believer, has been one of my favorite holidays because the world had not been able to really mess it up too much, you know. But they've managed to do that, you know, in that they simply forget about Thanksgiving now and move right on to Christmas. And there are so many culprits, I don't even want to name them. But true it is that for some reason we seem to forget the importance, the significance of giving thanks to God. That reading of the Declaration of Independence is a part of what Thanksgiving was born out of, as we had people who had come to this nation escaping persecution, and they established themselves here, many of them dying the first year. The second year, they managed to survive, and at the end of that summer into the fall, during harvest, they had a celebration of giving thanks to God for the fact that they were able to survive. Just as we would do well to memorize the Declaration of Independence, we would do well to be very mindful of the fact that we owe God a debt of thanks each and every day of our life. True it is that for each time we draw breath, God is worthy of thanks for what he has done. And so, you know, during this season, the holiday of Thanksgiving, I think of that word holiday. I did a little research on that word too, and it's amazing how things change over the years. It originally meant holy day. It was a day that was set aside to worship God, and we call that a holiday. And then it became to where now it just, in many places in the world, when you talk about a holiday, that you think of a vacation. And I think that's probably what a lot of us in our country believe Thanksgiving is too. It's just another vacation. But indeed, it should be a day that we give thanks to God for all that he has done for us. There are several Greek and Hebrew words that are translated thanks and thanksgiving in the Bible, but here are two big ones. Hebrew, it is yada, and it simply means thanks. It's the main word for thanks in the Old Testament. The concept of thanks comes up 102 times in the Old Testament, and this word is used 72 of those times in the Old Testament. So here's the definition of that, yada. It is acknowledging what is right about God in praise and thanksgiving. We see that in 1 Chronicles 16:34. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." And so we do, we give thanks to God. It can also mean a right acknowledgement of self before God in confessing sin, as we see in Leviticus 26:40. It says, "But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me, and that they also walked contrary to me." And so it has that same meaning of confessing. The word confess is yada. Also in the Greek, the word is eukristieo. It means thankfulness, and it comes up 71 times in the New Testament. And most of those instances are this word, or related to this word. The definition is to show oneself grateful and to be thankful, to give thanks. It is used in a religious sense or without reference to God. If you come from a liturgical background, you might recognize this word, Eucharist. This term, in this definition, this term comes from Jesus giving thanks before eating his Last Supper with the apostles in 1 Corinthians 11:24. So, what does it mean for us today? Well, a good example of thankfulness can be found in Luke's Gospel. In chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, it says, "Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And so when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourselves to the priest.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Were there not any found to return?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" A great example of being thankful for the touch of God in his life. So it is too that we should be thankful to God for his touch in our hearts and our lives. As we gather here tonight, many of us already have that experience with God where we have been cleansed from the leprosy of our sin. And God expects us that we would come back to him with that thankfulness, giving him praise. Colossians 1:9-14, it says, "For this reason also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins." Again, in Colossians 3:12-17, it says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. One thing that I love about the Hebrew definition of thanks, it's totally tied to who God is. The more we learn about God, the more we should praise and glorify him. The psalmist repeatedly calls us to give thanks to the Lord for two things: his loving kindness and for his mercies and miracles among men. If you read through Psalm 107, you find the psalmist declaring that. This isn't just a polite thank you for when something good happens. This is an outpouring of praise to God for who he is and for what he has done. How do we give thanks? Well, the Bible tells us to give thanks to him, to bless his name, for the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness is to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 4 through 5. So, I suppose all this talk of definitions is only helpful if we have good means of applying it. I could list off a few ways to be intentionally thankful, but the psalmist does a much better job than I ever could. He writes in Psalm 100, he says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." I would like to close with just one more passage, and that is in the book of Revelation, the New Testament. We see this giving of thanks, Revelation 7, verses 9 through 12. "After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever.'" So we want to give thanks to God. That is our intention. And I pray that as you celebrate with friends and families and loved ones, that what's in your heart is that mindset of giving thanks to God for all that he has done, and that it would spill out of you onto those who are around you, that they would have that sense that there's something about you, that you have it in your heart, that you acknowledge who God is and what he has done, and the opportunity that others have for that same experience with God, to know him. And to know him is to love him. And to love him brings us to give praise and thanks to his name. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we give thanks to you tonight. We're just thoroughly blessed, Lord. I'm just so blessed by all the folks and the wonderful gifts and talents, Lord, that they shared with us tonight. And Lord, it's all been done for your glory, because it is you who gives us all that we have. Lord, you give us breath, you give us life, you give us joy. Lord, you give us strength. Lord, you give us all that we have need of pertaining to life and godliness. So tonight we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our heart for all of these things. And everybody said, amen. Would you all stand, please?
Oh, cool.